This is Trinity Sunday, and we celebrate one of the most beautiful and incomprehensible mysteries of the Christian Church. And today I want to attempt to go into that mystery with you, and I very well may fail, but I want to give it a really good try and see if I can give you something to walk away with. Now, specifically, I want to bring alive for you a prayer that I've learned recently and that's become very important to me. I learned it from Walter Hilton, who's the guy that we have been studying in the Spiritual Forum, who asks us to imagine that we are pilgrims on the way to Jerusalem. And in order to get to Jerusalem successfully, all we need to do is remember this one prayer. I am nothing, I know nothing, I want nothing but Jesus. Will you say that with me? I am nothing, I know nothing, I want nothing but Jesus. What I'd like to try and do this morning is connect that prayer to an understanding of God, the Trinity, and of ourselves. And I'm going to ask you to think with me and see if you can track this. I'm going to give you an image that's like a ladder with four rungs going up to God. Okay? So, here we are, and I want to start at the very top with God. God, the three in one. So, that's our Christian mystery. The place it comes to us most clearly is at the very end of the Gospel of Matthew, when Jesus tells his disciples to go into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's where it appears most clearly in Scripture. It appears in different ways in other places, including today's reading. Please take out your lectionary insert and look at Romans. And I'm just going to point out where the Trinity is. On the first line, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's the second person. And then if you pop down to the last line, which is verse 5 in the scripture, God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. So there is another occurrence of it. And there are several other places where within a verse or two you get the three persons of the Trinity. It then took a few centuries for the church to work out who these people were, in as much as it can be worked out, and to come up with the Nicene Creed, which we proclaim every Sunday. That doesn't emerge until the 300s. But it's there right from the beginning. And one of the things that I think is important to understand is that we use the words Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Those are the most regular scriptural ones, but people use other words for the Trinity. My favorite of those, the one that I find most meaningful and that captures the most of the mystery, is Source, Word, Spirit. So I sometimes use that, Source, Word, Spirit. So at the very top rung of our ladder, I want you to picture Source, Word, Spirit. Okay? Now, the bottom rung is us. Why? Well, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says this, quite mysteriously. God says, let us create humankind in our image according to our likeness. It's pretty mysterious if you think about it, because throughout the Old Testament, God is one. And yet here, God says, let us create humankind in our image according to our likeness. Now, from a Christian point of view, from the perspective of the revelation of Jesus Christ and the revelation of the reality of God as three in one, that plural means Source, Word, Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So a mystery is that if God is three in one, we were made in God's image, we too, in some way, must be three and one. So there has been a lot of deep reflection about this, most famously by St. Augustine, there are three absolutely top books by him, The Confessions, The City of God, less well known because it is very difficult, but it is tremendously powerful is his work on the Trinity, where he explores precisely this mystery. If God is three in one, we are made in God's image, we too are three in one in some way. And he basically says there is no one way to understand this that captures all of it. However, the one that he is drawn to the most, and then the one that becomes most powerful in the tradition, is something like, we are three in one is mind, because mind encompasses all, and that is like the source. Reason, which is how we think and consider, and that is like the word. And the will, which is how we yearn and act, and this is like the spirit. Okay, so we've got the bottom rung, mind, and then source. Reason, and then the word. Will, and then the spirit. You with me so far? So those are the bottom and top rungs of our ladder. This should be familiar. I've been saying this to you a lot recently. To complicate things a little bit, you might remember that I'm constantly talking about our souls have five faculties, three higher faculties, which are mind, reason, and will, and then two lower faculties, which are our imagination and our sensuality. That's right out of the Augustinian tradition, this tradition that I'm exploring with you this morning. Now, let's go back to our passage from Romans, because as it happens, not only are there three faculties of the soul, and not higher faculties, and not only is God three in one, there also happen to be three theological virtues, which are here in this passage from Romans. Take a look. Again, the first line. Since we are justified by faith, and then the passage continues, the penultimate line in your bulletin insert, suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Faith, hope, and because God's love has been poured into our hearts. Now, that's not the only place that it occurs. You may remember it. Paul also talks about faith, hope, and love in that famous passage from 1 Corinthians. So these are three very clearly important virtues. Are you still with me? So here we have the source, word, spirit up at the top. At the bottom, we've got mind, reason, will. And then we have hope, faith, love. Now, did you notice? Usually we say faith, hope, and love. But I'm going to say hope, faith, and love. Why? Well, I just gave you the bottom rung and then the third rung, but there's a second rung of this ladder, and that's the one I want to fill in for you right now. Do you have the picture in your mind here of how this is working? So, mind, reason, will. The rung that I'm about to fill in for you, the rung that's hope, faith, love, and then at the top, source, word, spirit. Now, I want to make the connection over here between mind and hope. Mind is our faculty, which is always, mind is our faculty that encompasses all. And hope is the virtue that's always future-oriented. For example, Paul in Philippians talks about forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to what lies ahead. That is hope, stretching ourselves out towards God, the source, forgetting what lies behind. We empty ourselves. Paul also talks about have the mind of Christ, also in Philippians, who emptied himself. Remember the prayer I told you at the beginning, I am nothing. Okay, next, we have the faculty of our minds, faculty of reason. Reason is connected with faith. Reason is our faculty to distinguish, to think. But we proceed by faith ever more deeply into a realm beyond thought. Faith teaches that, according to one great teacher I've just been introduced to recently, Martin Laird, our unknowing goes deeper into God than our knowing. Our unknowing goes deeper into God than our knowing. Augustine talks about as we grow in faith, we develop a learned ignorance. So reason darkens to become faith. Remember again our prayer. I am nothing. I know nothing. All right. So then we have, so mind, reason, will. So if above mind is hope, and above reason is faith, above will is love. How do we get to love? Will is the faculty of yearning and choosing and pursuing the good or the evil. But the Holy Spirit always nudges us towards love, always. What's the first commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Will is purified to become love, first love of God. What's the third part of our prayer? I want nothing but Jesus. I am nothing. I know nothing. I want nothing but Jesus. Let me try and connect the first rung of our ladder here, mind, reason, and will, with hope, faith, and love. One of my mentors, at least through reading, although I have met him once, Oxford professor, now Cambridge professor, former Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, has a beautiful little essay on Thomas Merton. And Thomas Merton pointed Rowan Williams to a mystery that's developed more fully in John of the Cross. John of the Cross teaches that as we grow in God, our minds, through emptying, become hope. Our reason through darkness becomes faith. And our will through purification becomes love. So, there are the four steps of the ladder. Mind, reason, will. Emptiness, darkness, purification. Hope, faith, love. Source, word, spirit. I am nothing. I am nothing. I know nothing. I want nothing but Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.